Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Kurt Kuntz is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt is a new friend. He's a retired sales executive from Micron Technology. I think that's the name of the company he worked for. He was part of the rat race for a long time. He dropped out of the rat race and decided to take some trips and see what the world was like, and he's decided to write a book about that. And his new book is called A Million Steps, and it's mostly about a 500-mile walk that he took in across northern Spain, the Camino, is it Camino de Santiago Trail, and he's here to talk to us about it today. Kurt Kuntz, welcome to the show.
Jim, thank you so much for having me on your program today.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. Was this your first one?
It is my first book, and it's doing quite well. I'm very excited.
Congratulations. Well, I tell men that I've just published my third one, and I tell men that publishing a book is as close as we'll ever come to birthing a baby.
That's exactly the truth.
And now that you've got it, now that it's born, you got to raise it, right?
Exactly.
So, okay, you were part of the rat race for a while, but you retired fairly early, didn't you?
I did. I retired when I was 36 years old.
How does that even happen, Kurt?
Well, I went to work for Micron Tech. Go ahead. I went to work for Micron Technology right out of college, and I worked there for 9 years. And I ended my tenure there as a senior sales executive, and the stock had done well, and I did well with salaries and bonuses and all those type of things. And unlike my cohorts that I worked with, when they were buying cars, boats, and wives, I was saving.
I see.
And I built up a little war chest.
You were the ant, not the grasshopper, right?
No.
So, you saved up a war chest, and then what happened?
Well, I saved up a war chest, and then I made some sensible investments. I paid off all of my stuff, so I didn't have any debt.
Yeah.
And I figured there has to be a whole other life out there. And
are you encumbered or unencumbered at this point?
I am unencumbered.
Okay, go ahead.
And I decided to take on adventure travel, and I started to take some pretty outrageous bike trips. One year I rode 2,000 miles through 9 countries in Europe.
Wow.
The next year I rode down the west coast.
By yourself?
By myself.
Yeah.
The next year I rode from Seattle to San Diego. Another year I went across Canada. And these journeys became very empowering to me. And in 2010, I watched a movie called The Way, which is about the walk on the Camino de Santiago.
Right.
And I'd never tried it.
Tell them where The Way is.
What it is an ancient pilgrimage walk that goes across northern Spain. And it actually starts in France. That's your first day. Mm-hmm. You have 6 miles in France, and then the remaining 490-plus miles are in Spain.
Some of you may remember that, folks, 3 or 4 years ago, our buddy Tom Markle, who's a member of my brain trust, made at least part of this walk. I'm not sure he made it the whole walk, but he talked to us a little bit about it, and it was life changing for him.
It really is. It's you end up in a four. My take on this walk is everything you do there is outside your comfort zone, and that's the main message I deliver.
Because when you do this, you don't know where you're staying the next day, right?
You don't know anything. You don't know what the terrain's going to be like, where you're going to stay,
whether you'll be safe.
You don't know anything. You don't know what the weather's going to do. You don't know how far you're going to be able to walk. And it's all about putting yourself in a situation where you're outside your comfort zone. And that is the reason I take all these trips.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm outside my comfort zone, that's where I grow.
And so what have you learned? That's one of the things you've learned, right, is that, someone said to me one time, he said, when things have been the toughest, when I've been up against it the most is when I found that I was the most creative.
Oh, no question about it.
And I believe that. That's happened to me. This is whenever some of my best work ever was when I didn't know if I was going to make it the next day or not.
You know, if you just take it from a business perspective, the first day of a 500-mile walk, it seems impossible. Mm-hmm. And then you start taking a few steps, and you kind of get in the groove of it, and you learn where to stay and what to eat and how to make friends and this and that. Well, before you know it, the trip is over. I mean, it sounds like a long time, but a month is, you know, it's 4 weekends.
So how long did it take you to walk the 500 miles?
It took me 28 days to walk, and I was away from my home for 35.
I see. That's the kind of thing that I think I would like to do. But do you recommend taking anyone with you, or do you recommend doing it alone?
I recommend doing it alone, and my theory behind that is we all compromise in life all the time.
Yep.
This trip is for yourself. This is a personal spiritual mm-hmm. journey. And if you go with somebody else, you have to stop when their foot hurts, you stay where they want to stay, you know, you're always kind of breaking down.
Mm-hmm.
If you go alone, you do what you want, plus you're more likely to meet other people.
So this is not a sharing. This is not a sharing vacation. We'll remember this. We'll always have Santiago, honey, the top trip, right?
Not at all. Can be, but I found the wisest couples that walk together split up and met in certain cities down the road.
That's good advice on so many levels. That could. That could be good advice. In fact, I'm channeling my wife. That's what she would probably say. Did you ever feel unsafe? Did you ever think you were in any kind of peril?
Not one single day of the trip. You walk with people from throughout the world, and they come in every.
So it's like. So is there room? Is there room on the trail? I mean, are the people lined up to get on this thing, or are the locals saying, "Here they come again"?
there's plenty of room, but the locals definitely. There's a season in the winter; it slows down to a trickle, and then in the fall or in the spring, it starts to starts up again. The day I started, there was about 250 people that started, and I went in the fall. In the middle of summer, there's about 1,000 people a day that start.
Wow!
There's plenty of room. It's not like you're walking down.
So with that many people around, it's not like you're out there all alone, and not like you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death or something.
You're not. You can be with as many people as you want.
Yeah.
So if you want to walk with,
so you're really not alone then, are you?
Well, I had plenty of time to be alone. I would say when I walked, I was alone 80% of the time, and that was by choice.
When we come back, I'm going to get Kurt to talk to us some more about what he got from all this. Where is it? What did it tell him? What instructions did he receive? What understanding did he receive? And how's that going to help him the rest of his life? The book is called A Million Steps. Koontz is his last name. Kurt Koontz. We'll be right back. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I don't know why they don't
explode. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.